Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and thanks for tuning in once again to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. If you're not connected with us already on our various social media outlets, we invite you to do so by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at ePodcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Kate Lenz, the founder and CEO of MindBridge, a UK-based global leadership company specializing in the power of modern neuroscience and releasing latent brain potential. She is the lead author of All the Brains in the Business, The Engendered Brain in the 21st Century Organization. Kate, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
My pleasure.
And really do appreciate your time coming out today. Thanks for that. So for starters, Kate, tell us what inspired you to write this book, All the Brains in the Business?
Well, what happened there, Eric, was it was in 2008, after the financial crisis, in my work as an applied neuropsychologist, big business, I was fascinated by just how many of my really bright, experienced clients were not thinking well. They were stressed, driving with the handbrake on, metaphorically speaking. So I got really curious about why, you know, what was going on and what would it take to get their brains into thrive, to get their brains, you know, optimal conditions for them to think well, expensive resources not to be working optimally. So I got heavily into looking at the neuroscience applied in business, and it became very clear very quickly that if you really wanted to create conditions for brains to function well, you could not ignore brain gender difference. And so I researched what does it take to create conditions that really get the best out of all the brains in the business. And what I've found out is what's in the book and what I want to share with the world, because it's important.
Totally understand that. Now, what are some of the major differences between female and male brains, and how do these show up in the workplace? I'd love to hear your take on that.
Yeah, sure. No, it's absolutely fascinating. So the differences occur along three main dimensions. One is brain structure, the second is brain chemistry, and the third is the actual neural patterning, the way the brain thinks and works. So those are the big three areas. Now, those show up in all sorts of ways in behaviorally. And the ones that I would call out as being important are the way we pay attention, what we notice. So men might tend to have a kind of more singular focus as they're thinking through problems and issues, and that has to do with the very different neural patterning. And women tend to take a more broader sort of iterative approach, and that again has to do with the way the two hemispheres are connecting when we're thinking about issues. The second big area is the way we solve problems as a result. So men might focus more on a narrower route to fixing a problem. Women like to iterate more and might take a sort of broader, more emotional perspective. And of course, we need both. And of course, neither is exclusive to either sex. It's really important to say that. It's absolutely not binary, but there are very clear tendencies based in the neurobiology. And then I think the third big area that I see a lot in my work is how different brains react under stress. And men can become more competitive under stress because their testosterone levels go up, and women's oxytocin, the bonding hormone, levels go up when they're under stress. So that creates quite a different response. And of course, you know, at the moment when we've got so much going on with the COVID crisis, it's really important that we do get the best out of all the brains. So knowing these differences can really help get good solutions, good thinking, good innovation.
Your take is very insightful and most appreciated. I really appreciate that. You talk about also gender difference, not gender equality, being a source of competitive advantage. What do you mean by that? Touch on some of those details.
Yeah, great question. And that, you know, that was a big part of the inspiration. What I found out was that businesses are missing a big trick. So a lot of companies are missing fully accessing all their brains, because the ways of working, the business cultures, the work practices are better suited to a certain type of brain. And so you get a lot of female brains and maybe male brains that are more at the female end of the brain sex spectrum that are just simply not being fully accessed. And that's just such a waste. You know, you've hired good people, you've trained those good people, you've promoted them, and you want to keep them. So if you understand the underpinning neuroscience, you can get the, create work practices that really do enable all the brains to feel welcome, to be in thrive, and to be at their best. So a lot of what I find is work practices, it's a bit like driving with the handbrake on. You're kind of forcing people's brains to operate in a way which doesn't come naturally to them.
Really happy you were able to make it on to cover this topic. Certainly we can't get enough of it, and it's certainly important information. Today we're joined by Kate Lanz, the founder and CEO of MindBridge, a UK-based global leadership company specializing in the power of modern neuroscience and releasing latent brain potential. She is the lead author of All the Brains in the Business, The Engendered Brain in the 21st Century Organization. She's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, how can busy leaders get the best out of the different gender brains?
Right. So the first thing is that to want to do that, to really want to create an environment that is friendly for all the brains. And if that commitment is there, then what business leaders need to do is to put in place work practices that are really genuinely brain friendly and are open to all the diverse sex and other types of brains. So, you know, Asperger's brain. So it really is about neural diversity. And what I'm exploring in the book and trying to share with people are some simple models and work practices that you can use in the way you run your meetings, have your coaching conversations, etc., that are properly brain-friendly. So if I say a little bit more about that, the brain basically works bottom-up. So the emotional brain will come on stream far, far faster than the rational brain, the prefrontal cortex. And so in order to get the best out of everybody's brain, you have to settle the emotional brain down and then start to engage with bringing the cortex, the thinking brain, on stream. So one of the models that I talk about in the book is called RICH, which stands for start with recognition. What is there to be recognized in the conversation, in the person's contribution? Set out the intention of that conversation so that their brain knows that where this is heading, and they're not feeling anxious about that. Then start to get the cortex engaged. Those two first things will settle down their limbic system. Then C, bring in the challenge, the curiosity, the question, and engage all the brains in that conversation. What do they all think? And they will bring very different things to that particular conversation. And then H is for hope, get the dopamine systems firing on all four cylinders by setting out how this could look when everybody's working together. So communication, it's a simple communication model, but it works in a bottom-up, brain-friendly way. And deploy that in your conversations, in your meetings, and you will start to notice that people who maybe struggled to speak up in the past are sharing their views and so forth. So simple things, simple day-to-day things that they'll make a huge difference.
And speaking of a huge difference, what does it take to create brain gender-friendly workplaces?
Yeah, for sure. So understanding some of the core differences between the male and female brain mean that you can approach your colleagues with that in mind. So one of the things in the book that it's actually really fun to do is to do the brain sex questionnaire to figure out what sex your brain is and have that conversation with your colleagues so that you can see who's got a brain at the more male end of the spectrum, who's got a brain at the more female end of the spectrum, who might have a mixed brain. So and then you can leverage those brain differences, get really put them to work, put them to use as you problem solve, as you create new ideas or whatever it is you're trying to do in your business, by understanding what the brain sex differences are.
Also, another question for you: why should businesses care or even bother about being brain gender friendly?
Yeah, For sure. And again, that's why I wrote the book, because what I found was that so much brain power was just going to waste. So between 30 and 50% of the research areas that I looked at, I found brains that were just simply not being used at their best. So again, a bit like driving with a handbrake on. And that's just a waste. And if you can get create an environment where brains are in thrive and not in survive, and people's brains feel relaxed and you've got the neurochemistry that of real performance, people feel better. It's good for their physical and mental health and well-being. They think better. Their productivity goes up. So the productivity uptick from really accessing all the brains is up to 50%, which is huge. And you know, any business leader worth their salt will want to make sure that their people are really contributing to their fullest extent. And everybody wins. You know, everybody wins. So it's good for business. It's good for people. And it's a good thing.
Well, when everyone is a winner in the end, that's certainly something to be tapping into, and we can't thank you enough for joining us here today on the program. Of course, you're the author of All the Brains in the Business, The Engendered Brain in the 21st Century Organization. Where can listeners get more information on yourself, also the book, and also on MindBridge? Where's the best place online to cover the bases there?
Yes, absolutely. So the book is available on Amazon. It's called All the Brains in the Business. You can find it pretty easily on Amazon. I'm available on LinkedIn. So if you look up Kate Lanz, that's L-A-N-Z, and feel free to link in with me. I'm really keen to have a big conversation with people about sharing the neuroscience and helping them think about how to put it into practice in their business world. MindBridge, the website for MindBridge is mindbridge.co.uk. And it'd be great to be in touch with people and carry on the conversation.
And of course, certainly do appreciate the invitation, and the audience, I'm sure, is grateful as well. Again, Kate, all the best. Thanks for taking a moment to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
My pleasure, too. Thank you very much, Eric.
And you're very welcome. We've been speaking with Kate Lanz, the founder and CEO of MindBridge, a UK-based global leadership company specializing in the power of modern neuroscience and releasing latent brain potential. She is also the lead author of All the Brains in the Business, The Engendered Brain in the 21st Century Organization. And for further details, visit mindbridge.co.uk. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.